Hello, everybody. George here again. Just some stuff I forgot to mention before. Some sort of, crossing the, putting dots on the I's and crossing the T's stuff. You may wonder how I got the info about them on the setup guide and so forth. I went on the website to review the technical specifications, which I do because I just like reading that stuff. And that's where I found it, in spite of the fact that I lost my hard copy. Kind of a concern about that, because if I do end up not caring for them and ending up returning them, which the Apple Store said they'd take them back within 14 days, and I realized that I hadn't specified. I did mention both locations, but I ended up buying them at West Edmonton Mall. And I was going to say that if anybody's got any sort of questions about this, feel free to direct message me. As I said, I will sort of do a more thorough, I'll do another boo where I specifically detail aspects of the sound and the feel and what have you of the headphones. Again, it's hard to share. It's sort of, I'm going to have to do this vicariously. Because of the, because of their headphones. Even if I was able to put a microphone next to them, it probably wouldn't come out the same way as we hear them. Interesting sound coming from outside. Anyway, I will leave off there, and get back to you later. So take care, and thanks for listening.